Well, State Representative Jen Hill is with us on a Sunday afternoon. Breaking news, of course, that President Biden has jumped out of the race, or dropped out of the race, I should say. Representative Hill, thanks for doing this.
You're very welcome. President Biden is a true patriot who has served this country for 50 years of service, and his final act of service was to put country above self and step down at this time. He is going to serve through the end of his term, to be clear. He is ending his campaign for re-election.
How do you feel about that? You're our only Democratic representative north of, I think, Midland. I mean, so we hear a lot of the comments from your colleagues who are all Republican. I'd like to know your thoughts and how you feel right now.
Well, there is a Democrat representing the Traverse City area now, so there are more folks up north, and we are united in continuing the accomplishments of the Biden-Harris administration. First and foremost, the Sioux Locks and the reconstruction of the Sioux Locks happened under President Biden and Vice President Harris. And other accomplishments, including, you know, he was the first person to walk on a picket line as president. And I know that Harris will be continuing these important steps and policies that are so important to workers and families in the Upper Peninsula.
How do you feel about her? I've heard some people refer to her as the same as Hillary Clinton, you know, not very likable, but of course, now she's really going to be under the microscope, isn't she?
Well, her accomplishments include she was, in fact, the Alameda County District Attorney and opened the first child sexual assault cases. She created a Bureau of Children's Justice as the California Attorney General, which she was elected to a statewide office in California. And also, she sponsored, and has been a part of our foreign policy as vice president and has tremendous experience there. So has been out representing our country, which, you know, the Biden-Harris administration restored our country to good standing, and is working with our allies to strengthen democracy and markets across the globe.
Jen, what are your thoughts on a lot of people talking about and urging Governor Gretchen Whitmer to get into the race?
I have seen today the governor is not planning to be on a ballot this year. I have seen several statements to that effect this year. I know that there are I appreciate that she's going to be here for Michigan. We are not done with the work to be done here in Michigan. There's a lot of important issues that we still need to work on, and I'm glad she's going to be here to help us get through to find good solutions for people.
Do you feel she would be a good president? I mean, would she be someone who is, you know, a contrast to Mr. Trump?
Well, certainly, I think electing someone who has served as Attorney General rather than someone who was convicted of 34 felonies is an important distinction to make about the choices we have coming up in November.
Okay, Representative, anything else you want to mention about this and its impact on the Upper Peninsula and how you feel things should go forward from the Democratic point of view?
Yes, just want to thank President Biden for his tremendous career of service and the work that he has done. The other piece I want to make sure people understand, the price of insulin is now capped at $35 a month. The Democrats from the Biden-Harris administration and the Whitmer administration, we are laser focused on pushing back against these costs. And yes, there's still some things that are still high. Our work isn't done. That's why we're running hard for re-election. But we have made these investments in the Upper Peninsula. The water infrastructure projects that are happening in Ishpeming and Escanaba, the work that's being done, again, on the incredible investment in the Sioux Locks that people have been asking for decades is happening now, thanks to the Biden-Harris administration. And I'm looking forward to also, of course, the protection of women's rights and reproductive health. Government does not belong in the doctor's office.
Hey, Representative Jen Hill, thanks for taking time out of your Sunday for doing this, and we will talk again soon.
Thank you very much.